Hey, everybody. This is a test of the GoPro camera hooked to a mixer via the USB microphone adapter. So I did one benchmark before this final one so that I could hear some things for myself and then be able to point these out to you. First of all, auto gain control is on while this thing is plugged in. I need to look through the settings to see if that can be turned off, because here's what happens. So my mixer roughly is at, like, 9, 10 o'clock on the trim. My knob for channel one, because this mixer has knobs instead of faders, is at 12 o'clock, which is unity gain. So we can kind of measure that. The master volume is also unity gain. So here's what happens. First thing is the auto gain control. Once this kind of gets cranked up, I'm gonna bring it to about noon. Hey, so you can tell that it's breathing. It's pumping really heavily. I mean, you can really kind of hear that pumping. So let's bring it back down. Second is a really weird phenomenon, some kind of crosstalk that's happening. I'm going to pan this left, and so this is panned left, but if you listen in your right ear, you can hear some kind of weird joint stereo thing going on. So let me pan this back center. I'll pan to the right so you can hear the same thing. It's some kind of bizarre thing that's happening with the crosstalk between these two channels. So before I go, I just want to stress that this is not an LS14 replacement. This is not a like a Zoom Q device where it's a field recorder with a camera built in. This is, for all intents and purposes, a camera first. That happens to give you the option of doing stereo recording. I tested it with my binaurals. My binaurals are very hissy, so I need to kind of experiment with that. Hopefully somebody else who buys one of these will test it with some better mics. I was using Giant Squids, so I'm not even going to show you those tests because it's not indicative of what you're going to get. I do need to figure out this crosstalk thing with the stereo panning. I'm wondering if I record in a higher frame rate, if that might go away, if it automatically kind of kicks the audio encoding up. I seriously doubt it, because according to the specs, it didn't look like there was a range. It looked like this was doing 128K, which is kind of dumb. So who knows? Maybe there'll be a firmware update or something, and if enough people bug them, maybe they can fix this, but and get our audio a little higher. But again, I'm a newbie. I'm figuring it out like you guys are. I'm just showing you my findings. And if you have any questions, hit me up. All right. Talk at you later.